On behalf of the prosecuting attorneys of this country, I welcome you.
We sat in the rear fringe of a crowd of about 1,500 in the main ballroom of the Dunes Hotel. Far up in front of the room, barely visible from the rear, the executive director of the National District Attorneys Association was opening their third national seminar on narcotics and dangerous drugs.
We must come to terms with the drug culture in the country. The reefer butt is called a roach because it resembles a cockroach.
We'd stumbled into a prehistoric gathering.
What the fuck are these people talking about? You'd have to be crazy on acid to think a joint looked like a goddamn cockroach.
About those flashbacks. The patient never knows or thinks it's all over, and then he gets himself straightened out for 6 months. And then, darn it, the whole trip comes back on him.
Gosh darn that LSD.
The main speaker is one of the heavies on a circuit of second-rate academic hustlers who get paid enormous sums for lecturing at cop crowds. He's the author of a paperback titled Marijuana. It claims to tell it like it is.
Dr. E.R. Bloomquist, M.D., is Associate Clinical Professor of Surgery at the University of Southern California and a well-known authority on the abuse of dangerous drugs. Now, Dr. Bloomquist.
There are four states of being in the cannabis society. Cool, groovy, hip, and square, in that descending order.
Bullshit.
The square is seldom, if ever, cool. He is not with it. That is, he doesn't know what's happening. But if he manages to figure it out, he moves up a notch to hip. And if he can bring himself to approve of what's happening, he becomes groovy. And after that, with much luck and perseverance, he can rise to the rank of cool.
Bloomquist talks like somebody who once bearded Tim Leary in a campus cocktail lounge and paid for all the drinks.
Leary probably told him with a straight face that sunglasses are known in the drug culture as T-shades.
No, you're dope fiend. Your life may depend on it. You will not be able to see his eyes because of T-shades, but his knuckles will be white from inner tension, and his pants will be crusted with semen from constantly jacking off when he can't find a rape victim. He will stagger and babble when questioned. He will not respect your badge. The dope fiend fears nothing.
Actually,
he will attack
people,
for no reason with every weapon at his command, including yours.
Don't mention that beware. Word around here. Okay, I'm excited. You're right. I saw these bastards in Easy Rider, but I didn't believe they were real.
One stitch
not
in
like
time
this.
On him
not hundreds
will
of them.
Usually save nine on you.
This is a fucking nightmare.
We must
here I am infiltrating a goddamn pig conference,
culture.
But sure as
if
hell there's some
know,
dope-dealing freak in this town who's going
to
recognize me and put
know,
the word out that I'm here partying with a thousand cops.
Do you think Margaret Mead's strange behavior of late might be explained by a private marijuana addiction?
I really don't know. But at her age, if she did smoke grass, she'd have one hell of a trip.
I'm leaving. I'll be down in the casino. I know better ways to waste my time than listening to this bullshit.
Hey! Watch yourself, buddy!
Fuck you!
Down in front!
I have to get out! I don't belong here!
Good riddance.
Is there anything wrong up there?
Pardon me, I feel sick. I'm sorry. I'm about to be sick. Beg your pardon, yes, feeling sick.
This time, a path opened very nicely.